He is here, yes. He is the man that knows all about the trends and holidays and places we're going to go in the new year. The Holiday Doc, Joe Supple. Morning, Joe.
Very good morning to you, Declan, and to your listeners.
Good morning. And do you think, you know, post the pandemic and being tied up and not let out and all that sort of stuff, people are sort of springing out to go somewhere?
Booming, absolutely booming. I've been chatting to a lot of the travel agents and they're saying that they're inundated with people who just want to go for that sort of winter sun holiday. Already booking sort of for summertime for next year because as we all sort of experience, and I had this conversation with you before, just that a lot of the charters are still not running at the moment. So you're very much dependent on the main airlines, which they're tying in with the actual bookings and things like that. So people are booking early, most certainly for next summer. But for winter sun, I mean, look, you have your traditional Canary Islands, which is always very nice. The weather can be hit and miss, you know, 18, 20 degrees, maybe up to 22. I was talking to my friends actually down in mainland Spain. It was 22 degrees there, sunny, sunny all week, which was nice. Quite unusual for this time of year, but you would have your traditional Canaries. Then you go and sort of outside that, hugely popular place is Dubai. And I'm sure I've seen loads last year. I remember seeing so many people checking in, social media, going to Dubai because you're guaranteed that 30 degrees, which is very nice. Yeah. That summer sun would be.
Well, what's the food like?
Food is exactly the same as you get. It's very, very much European because you have a lot of the big brands there, like, you know, the Hiltons, the Ritz-Carltons, nice restaurants. Of course, their famous day, is it Friday or Saturday? Gets mixed up now because I know Sunday is their Monday over there as such. So Saturday be the Sunday. So it's the Friday lunch is the big one out. So you pay a set fee and it includes all your unlimited drinks, unlimited food. A lot of the big hotels do that.
And no issue with drinks, no?
No issue with drinks in hotels. Obviously not, there's no bars. And you go into supermarkets, it's quite strange. You're walking around, you're going, where's the off license? And there's nothing, you know. It's absolutely. So it's only within the hotels and things you can do that. But there's never a problem with you know, drinking and things like that there as well. There's also a very interesting place which I came across, which I'm actually going over there in February. It's a place called Ras Al Khaimah, and it's literally an hour's drive just outside the bright lights of Dubai. It's a very much like an undiscovered Emirates, boasts pristine beaches, rugged mountains, tranquil deserts, and some of the most luxurious resorts in the UAE at a fraction of the cost that you'd pay in Dubai, which is it's going to be a huge attraction. They're only sort of like launching on this side, letting people know what they're actually doing there, but they have one of the, there's loads of activities to do. They have one of the biggest, the biggest zip line in the world, which is 3 kilometres long. I was looking it up there now. I'm going to have to do this, Declan.
Will you?
I don't particularly like
height. You chicken out, though, will you?
Well, no, I'll do it, of course. Look, you have to do what you have to do. I've done zip lining before in St. Lucia. I really enjoyed it. But this one goes up to 150 kilometres per minute. It's 3 minutes of adrenaline pumping adventure at 1,680 metres above the Gulf, which, you know, it's once in a lifetime experience. So I might keep my eyes closed for that one. But anyway, you can check it out there. They have fabulous resorts, gorgeous beaches. Ras Al Khaimah is the name of the place there. As I said, it's just about an hour outside Dubai. If you look it up.
Yeah, does that mean, is it the other side? Because Abu Dhabi would be close there.
I think it's on the other side, actually, from what I could see there. But it's becoming hugely, hugely popular with all the activities they have there. Like, I'm doing the falconry as well. I don't really like birds. So it's going to be a great trip for me to do. But I definitely would recommend it. You can look it up in the tourist board there, and again it'd be represented here by a lot of the travel agents, you know, with your flights and your accommodations and things like that. So that's definitely something. And if you're looking for that last little gift thing as well, I was just looking up there, you know, it's always great to get something, but Airbnb, they actually do gift cards and they never expire as well, which is a fabulous gift, because, you know, you're looking at booking something, you think, oh well, I get a gift voucher or something like that, and you don't know what you want to do. With Airbnb, you'll always use it, whether it's a city break or whether you're going away maybe to the sun or even for summertime. You have your Airbnb gift card. And, you know, there's a unique code on it. You put it in and obviously gives you the credit off whatever you're buying and stuff like that. So Airbnb.ie, or check out the main website there as well. Also, we had an inquiry in there, somebody looking for something over sort of New Year and stuff. And I was looking in town, and again, prices can be extremely expensive around New Year's Eve, and people are sort of pushing the boat out. But a place I stayed in before, the Grafton Hotel, very, very central, just off Grafton Street there, where the old Break for the Border was originally.
Oh, yeah. I know that hotel, yeah.
They've done a major refurb to it there. What was the name of the pub that was there years ago?
The pub?
Yeah. Oh, God, I can never... Oh, it's gone.
Yeah, I can't remember. You mean beside Break for the Border? Or
Barclay Duns.
Oh, across the road.
The Barclay Guns was there, wasn't it? And then they built the break for the border.
Yeah.
So the Grafton.ie, it's an Art Deco hotel, fabulous location, and they've got like stunning rooms and suites there. But I looked up actually, and they have some really, really good prices there over the new year, if you think about going into town for one night or something like that. And they also have little packages as well. And if you book direct with them, you can save yourself 10%. And again, they have gift vouchers available there on the grafton.ie. So for the person who's inquiring about that, definitely look there, because I looked at some of the other hotels and they're coming in very pricey. You're talking about anything decent, five star, you're talking about anywhere from sort of 700 up to 1100 maybe for the night.
Really?
I know, it's expensive, isn't it?
Right. Do you get parking spaces for
you? Don't, that's the unfortunate thing. Yeah, the last time I actually stayed there, I went in for an event, and I live in Carrickmacnock, I just jumped a Lewis in, because you know, by the time you actually get in and get parking can be so expensive. They do have a deal with one of the local car parks where you get an overnight rate. In other words, you check in at 3 o'clock and you pick up your car the next day, an overnight rate. But again, parking is very, very expensive in town. So if you have the chance, maybe do the park and ride, pull in Carrick Mines and jump on the Lewis into town, and you're literally a minute's walk away to the hotel. So that might be probably the best way to do it. So that's really it. Also, Cape Town is a really good destination as well for people to go to. It's a long enough flight, no direct flights from Dublin. There used to be many, many years ago, but you can fly to the UK. There's a few different ways you can get there. Guaranteed that beautiful sunshine. Of course, they're in the summertime now, coming right into the summertime.
Yeah, and it's the same time zone-ish, is it?
It's exactly the same. Same time zone. Yeah, it's a long enough flight. As I said, 12 hours from the UK. There's other directions you can go in, but it's gorgeous to sort of discover the winelands and stuff there. And again, Cape Town has got a great little buzz about it. But outside of that, then again, you're just looking at really sort of, you know, the Canaries and those sort of destinations for the old winter sun and things like that. But I think it's going to be a booming time next year. Most certainly for the travel agents and stuff, and hopefully some of the charters might return that will actually bring the prices down. You do have the TUIs and stuff who have their own charters. And again, one of the big destinations for next summer would be Cancun. They do like a 2-week package. And also another one to consider, and a lot of people are doing them now, is the cruises. The cruises are great because, you know, you fly, you're on your 7-night cruise, most certainly the Mediterranean ones. Now all the ships are moved now down to the Caribbean. That's the way they operate it. So it's a great way to do it. The Med one I would definitely recommend if you're doing your first cruise, and they do taster cruises as well, which is really good. So you do maybe a 5-day one, fly into Barcelona, do a 5-day one, see do you like it, because sometimes it mightn't be your bag. And again, if you're going to book your cruise for the first time, I would highly recommend that you talk to the experts, because you might end up going, if you're a couple going away, you don't want to be on a big family one, you know, one of the big Royal Caribbean ones that maybe, you know, sort of family orientated, things like that. You do other brands like MSC and Princess Cruises. Azamar, you're going a bit more upscale there. So again, there wouldn't be many kids, and that'd be more an adult one. So depends on your dining options, what you want to do. And again, with the Med ones, you're getting off every day. Caribbean ones, I think on a 7-night cruise, you might get off four or five times. So you have 2 days at sea as well. So, but it's a lovely way to do it. You're basically on a 5-star hotel. All your meals are included. You can include your drink packages. And also they do, so you know, the Wi-Fi packages as well, in case you want to communicate with family at home. Most people don't when they're on holidays, you know.
Just want to get away from it all.
Yeah, oh, sorry, I'm out of coverage, yeah.
So there's different sort of Mediterranean ones, isn't there? There's the sort of Greek Isles over Adriatic way, and then there's the near Mediterranean, Spanish, Italian, Malta or whatever.
You do, absolutely, yeah. The Greek ones would generally, you'd start off in Venice, which is nice. You know, maybe do a little night in Venice. People haven't been there before.
I think the boats are going from Trieste now.
I didn't realize that.
Venice didn't want them in.
Oh, okay, right.
So there's some sort of a transfer over to Trieste, further up the coast.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, because I know during the COVID time when there was no ships coming in, and of course all the water went clear there again because it's been so cloudy for so many years with all the amount of vessels and stuff going in. I've done that one before. It's lovely. It's a lovely trip that you do, and then your last port is Dubrovnik, and then you come back up then again. So it's interesting that, Jay, I didn't actually know that now, so yeah.
Anything else you want to know, Joe?
Well, Declan, you know, you're the expert now as well when it comes to the old holidays. You do like your little trips away, so, you know.
Well, I did something I always wanted to do, which was a bit of interrailing, but interrailing for grown-ups.
Right, okay. That was in Italy, wasn't it, you did?
Yeah, I flew into Venice, one of the Ryanair airports that, you know, got a train in.
Yeah.
And into Venice for a few days. And then from from Venice, took the train to Trieste, past all the cruise ships, Joe.
Right, okay.
And from there, stayed there for a few days. Trieste is lovely. I mean, gorgeous. There's a James Joyce statue on the bridge and, you know, great association with it. Wow. And it's a very small little town, city, but it's gorgeous. Trieste, lovely.
Wow.
And it doesn't taste like Italian. It's sort of Austrian.
Okay, influences there, type thing.
Yeah, absolutely. So from there, I got a bus over to Slovenia, to Ljubljana.
Oh, wow, okay.
And you just go through. There was no stoppages, no nothing. Just beautiful country, Slovenia, up to Lake Bled, and you see all the, you know, there's greenery and there's lakes. It's a lovely country. Wow. Very, very small population. And Ljubljana, the old town, is magnificent, you know.
Yeah, there's some gorgeous there, because I think there's new flight routes coming in for Slovenia, actually. Yeah, I think this year they launched them, which would be nice to do as well. And of course, the Italian trains are incredible, aren't they?
Right to the second on time they were gone.
Yeah.
But anyway, onto the bus, Flixi Bus or something is the name of it, and it left on time and all that sort of stuff, arrived in Ljubljana. Mm-hmm. Outside Ljubljana, it's still a little bit Eastern Europe-y, but the old town was absolutely gorgeous.
Wow.
And then a bus from there took us to Zagreb. Now, at the time, Zagreb weren't in Schengen. They were like ourselves. So you had to go to the border and get off the bus and go across.
Walk across.
Yeah, and all that. But because you had a EU passport, they just waved you on. But there was that stoppage or interruption. So into Zagreb. Mm. And from Zagreb, we went to Spain with our friends. So,
but
it was like interrailing.
Yeah, but it's a lovely way to do it, and all these sort of planning things. And look, we all like the bucket and spade, you know, get in the plane, get to your destination, week in the sun and home. But it's lovely to try things like that out. And I know one that we spoke about quite a bit during the year was the whole sort of Malaga. A lot of people who book for Spain, and they go Malaga straight out to the resort, 7 nights, back to the airport. But, you know, doing 2 days in Malaga City, I mean, it's such a stunning city to walk around. You know, we go for our city breaks to Barcelona and different Lisbon and stuff like that. But Malaga City has all that to offer, the most incredible value restaurants, the most amazing rooftop bars. So do your 2 nights, you know, book a little Airbnb or hotel, and then do your 7 nights down, you know, in your bucket and spade place, and enjoy that sort of thing as well. And again, Malaga City has the most incredible beaches as well. So yeah, there's lots of thought there for listeners. I'm sure the texts are flying in, abusing the two of us talking about our little trips and holidays away.
Yeah, and all we have to do is save up for it now.
That's it.
Yeah, we were saving up through the pandemic, but there you go.
Get the first out.
All right, good to talk to you, Joe. Have a happy Christmas, and thanks for all your input during the year as
And the same to yourself and all the listeners, Declan. Thanks so much.
Thank you. That's the Holiday Doc, Joe Sopple.